Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Hi.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. How are you?
I'm doing well.
Okay. Nice. Yeah.
How about you?
I'm doing okay.
Okay.
Yep. Thank you. I'm going to record.
Okay.
Is that okay?
Yes, that's okay.
Are you okay?
Yes.
Is it okay if I say your name?
No, it's not okay.
Okay. All right. So, if I record this conversation,
yes,
and I put it on the internet,
uh-huh,
what would you like to be referred to as? Like, for example, I've spoken to yoga instructors, I've spoken to bikers.
Uh-huh. I don't know. I don't really mind.
Okay.
Maybe I don't know.
Okay. Well,
I don't have anything special, so I don't know, sad.
Okay. Where do you work?
You mean, if I tell you that where that I'm work and where I come from, and I have puppy with me, then the people who knows me is gonna find out who I am.
Are you worried about that?
I don't know. Maybe people's gonna think, oh wow, her English sucks.
Okay, but you don't want people to judge you.
No, I don't want people who knows me find out that who I am. I don't care that the people who doesn't know who doesn't know me.
Okay. Okay.
So why don't you call basically like a salaryman, women salaryman.
Okay.
Or maybe, I don't know.
Like, joshi sarariman.
Yep, maybe.
Okay. Alright, well, I'll think of something.
Yeah, maybe because I'm still, like, a freshman at work.
Yeah.
Because it's still, like, my first year at working, so maybe, I don't know, like, something like that.
Okay.
Or maybe, like, shakaijin 1年目 or something. A girl,
okay,
like 社会人1年目, 女子, like
okay,
that.
All right. Well, I'll think of something that's that'll characterize.
Okay, you. Or maybe have you ever talked with any Chinese yet?
Yes, I have.
Or maybe
I have
Chinese.
Actually.
Yeah, maybe already.
Yeah.
Did you record like with a Chinese girl?
Yeah, a Chinese woman.
Oh. Already? Oh, maybe. Oh, so maybe it's better that
yeah,
you can title me like something else.
Okay.
Not Chinese girl. Oh,
but the Chinese woman that I spoke with, she
uh-huh,
let me use her real name.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
So, I can say Chinese girl for you.
Okay, so it depends on what we are going to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
If we are going to talk about, like, the Japanese cultures and Chinese cultures difference, maybe you can put, like, a Chinese girl who lives in Japan or something like that.
Okay, I see. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, well, thank you. Well, how was your day? Did you go to work?
Yes,
okay.
I went to work and I falling asleep at meeting, as usual.
As usual?
Yeah. Are you recording right now?
Yeah, I'm recording.
Okay. Some people's gonna find out who I am.
Yeah.
No, because I kept on falling asleep at work.
Yeah. But, yeah, I think telling the truth is okay, though, I guess.
Okay.
I don't know. That's your choice.
Okay.
I think the truth is, it's people like to hear the truth.
Okay.
So you fall asleep as usual?
Yes.
Wow. So do you have meetings every day?
Yes, almost.
Wow. What do you guys talk? What did you talk about today?
Oh, basically because I'm still like freshman, so I don't talk anything. I just kept on listening, like the people who's like the top guys talk.
Yeah. So what did they talk about?
They talked about because it's the end of this year, like the Japanese years.
Yeah.
Like, yes, yeah, so they are talking about what that we are going to do from next year.
Okay. Am I recording? Yeah. All right. So, if you don't mind me asking.
Okay.
What does your company do?
I can't tell you that.
You can't?
I'm sorry.
Okay. All right. So you can't tell me what your company does, and obviously then you can't tell me the name of your company.
Yes.
Okay. Is it a very big company?
Sort of.
Okay. So like, how many employees?
I have to do a little bit research. I forgot.
Oh, okay. All right.
I think maybe it's... Yeah, I'm going to tell you later.
You don't have to research. Please don't.
I forgot. Maybe about 3,000? Maybe I'm wrong.
Wow, okay. So it's a huge company.
Yeah, it's pretty big.
Yeah, it's pretty big.
If I tell you, if I say the company names, I think everyone knows that company.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's okay. Kind of supporting like people's lifeline.
Huh. Lifeline. Like financially?
Not financially, like not like bank, those kind of stuff. It's like if you don't have that, you are going to be really, really, yeah, you can't even live in this world.
Huh, so it's kind of like a social, like social aid.
Yes.
Sort of?
Yeah, sort of. We kind of do a lot of stuff. So do you like to read?
Do I like to read? I read maybe like 2 books a year.
Oh really? I don't even wear one page.
Really?
Yes.
Really?
Yes. But actually when I was young I used to love reading.
Yeah.
But after I came to Japan the words is not like the like Chinese book and or maybe the book like in America or in England, it's like yoko, but in Japan, it's written like the tate. You know what I'm talking?
Like, oh, okay. So, in Japan, they write vertically from up to down.
Yeah. And we read like from the left to right. So it's really big difference, and I kind of hate. Maybe from that time I start hating like reading.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah.
Because I feel so weird to read it like that way.
Yeah. Japanese literature, they write from top to bottom.
Yes.
Right to left.
Yes.
So their front cover is on the right side.
Yes.
So you open the page like from the left to the right.
Yeah.
I think it's only Japan that does that.
Oh, yes. Actually, in the really ancient China, we did that, but we don't do that anymore.
Oh, okay.
But if you read, like, really, really old, like, Chinese book, it still looks like that.
Huh, that's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. All right. I usually like to, start the... Aikawa, like the conversation.
Okay.
I like to see if like the student has a question first.
Okay.
To like start the conversation. I know the conversation's already started.
Uh-huh.
But do you have a question?
Yes. I have a lot of questions.
Yeah. I mean, just I like to have the conversation go in a direction that interests the student.
Oh, okay.
So I don't know. Do you have a question?
Yes.
Do you?
Yeah, I have a lot.
Oh, okay, cool. Nice.
Okay, so where did you come from?
Where did I come from? Do you mean like where was I born?
Oh, like which city? Oh, yeah. The cities that you're born and the cities that you're being raised is different.
Yeah. The island, the country I was born in, is Okinawa.
Okinawa?
Yeah. That's where I was born.
Wow.
Yeah.
Is your family's like soldiers? Your parents like soldiers?
Yeah.
Americans. Oh, really? Wow.
My father is in the U.S. Air Force.
Wow, that's cool.
Yep. My father's in the U.S. Air Force, and I was born in Okinawa in a U.S. military hospital.
Uh-huh.
And I went to a U.S. military American school.
In Okinawa?
In Okinawa.
Wow, okay. Yeah.
So I lived in Okinawa until I was 12 years old.
Uh-huh.
And then I lived in England.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
For 5 years.
Uh-huh.
And then I lived in America for 8 years.
Uh-huh.
Yep. And then after America, I came back to Japan. I lived in Aomori for almost 2 years.
Wow, you've been travel around so much.
Yeah, I went around the world.
Wow. Aomori, why Aomori?
Because that's where my father was, that's where he was working.
Oh, okay.
Yep, and my father was, that's where he was working. That's where he was living with his family.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So I finished college and my father, he called me over to Japan. He told me like if I come to Japan, I can snowboard.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
And he'll pay for the ticket to Japan.
Uh-huh.
So I couldn't say no. And I always wanted to come back to Japan. So I came back to Japan to Aomori. And then I moved down here in the Kanto area 4 years ago.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you've been living in Tokyo 4 years already?
Yeah, 4 years. Kawagoe.
Kawagoe?
Yeah. Do you know where Kawagoe is?
Kawagoe. Actually, not really. Is it Saitama? Is it Saitama?
Yeah, it's in Saitama.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's one of the, it's a tourist destination in Saitama.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Where were you born?
I was born in Shanghai.
Shanghai.
In China. Yeah. Okay. Oh no. Actually no. Sorry. I wasn't born in China. Shanghai. Sorry, I made a mistake. I was born in Harbin. There's a place.
Oh, really?
Harbin. In China, and it was super cold.
Oh, it's really? Like,
yeah.
The last Chinese woman that I spoke with, she lived near Harbin.
Harbin?
Harbin.
Yeah.
She lived near Harbin as well.
Yes.
Yeah.
And like which city?
I don't remember. It was like a small city, like. Like very close to Harbin.
Well, I forgot.
Yeah. Okay. I looked on the map and there are many small cities around Harbin.
Okay. And I moved to Shanghai with my parents when I was 1 or 2 years old. So I was really a baby. So that time I don't remember anything of Harbin at all.
Yeah.
And yeah, then I lived in Shanghai like almost 15 years in Shanghai. Mm-hmm. And when I was the second grade of my high school, I moved to Japan with my parents.
Huh.
To Tokyo, yeah.
So, did you go to high school for 1 year?
Oh, yes. I went to high school only 1 year in China, in Shanghai. And it was awesome. It was amazing that 1 year.
Oh, really?
Yes.
High school in China is amazing.
Yes, it's amazing. It's super amazing.
Really?
Yes. I had a lot of fun with my friend. So even I only went to high school like only 1 year in China, but I feel like I have such a strong connection with my high school's classmate.
Really?
Yes.
Huh. I wonder why.
Because we were hanging out like every day almost.
Oh,
and
really?
We did a lot of crazy stuff together. Yes.
That sounds nice.
Yes.
Then, did you go to high school in Japan?
Oh, yes. I went to, like, an international high school in Japan.
Okay.
But it's not really international, basically. That school only has Chinese and Korean.
Okay. All right. Was that fun?
It wasn't fun because, you know, like, Chinese people and Korean people, they really care about going to a university, like good university. So, and when I came over here, I only have like two years to study for the university. So everyone was kind of studying like really, really hard. So we kind of have a little bit of fun, but not a lot.
Okay. So you guys were very yes. serious.
Yes, everyone was busy at working, at studying.
So studying, working, and no play.
Yeah, no play. Yeah, maybe only dinner or something.
Huh. Wow. Wow. Why did you come to Japan?
Actually, my parents came to Japan first.
Hmm.
Because I couldn't speak Japanese, and I still have... Yeah, my entire life was in China, so I kind of didn't want to move out from China.
Yeah.
But then I lived in China by myself.
Mm-hmm.
Basically by myself 1 year, and yeah, because I was too crazy at school. Because I told you that I did a lot of crazy stuff at high school
yeah.
in China. So my parents, they think... They can't let me stay in China anymore. They just forced me to come to Japan.
Huh. So, what kind of crazy things? Like, did you get into trouble?
Oh, no, I never really get in trouble. But maybe it's not that crazy, but, like, for Asian people, it's crazy already.
Yeah.
Like, I was good at studying when I was in middle school. But after I get into high school and my parents wasn't with me, so I stopped studying, and every day I go to school just because I want to talk with my friend. And we started like we were sitting like pretty like behind, and we were playing like a lot of games on the when we are having the class.
And we
just left our bags and our stuff on the desk, and we left the school like earlier, and we went out. How to say that? Saboru gakko.
To cut class.
I think there's another word.
There's another word.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I forgot. Yeah, basically it's like that, and all of us was girl.
Yeah.
And yeah.
Huh.
We went out, we went to eat dinner, and we went to karaoke the whole night.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow. I would be so tired. But what games were popular? What games were you doing in class?
There's like a game called like Oh, I don't even know how to explain it. We were doing kind of stupid game.
Oh, okay. So not video games.
Oh, not video games. It's like card games.
Wow.
Yeah.
Did the teachers ever get mad at you?
Yes. I think that the teachers, yes, was mad. But yes, we were kind of all girls. And we were trying to hiding it. Even we wasn't hiding it properly at all. But the teachers kind of say they don't want to get mad to girls because the girl's going to cry or something. They don't want to hurt girls. Wow. If we were guys, of course, the teacher's going to get really, really mad at us.
Yeah. Huh. Did you learn how to speak English in China?
Oh, yes. In China, they start teach us English from, like, the primary school.
And
the first year of primary school.
Really? And they continue teaching you English?
Yep.
Wow.
Wow. Yes.
Okay, so I guess a lot of Chinese people are able to speak English?
Yes. Yeah, I think a lot of countries people do speak English, but Japanese people is only people who say they don't know how to speak English, but they can speak English, they just think they are not good at English.
Yeah.
They are too humble. Maybe I think Japanese people like a little bit too humble.
Do you think that's what it is?
It's not. I think Japanese people like to they think they are not good at anything. They are kind of ashamed to say that they are good at something.
Yeah. I think. Yeah. I mean, I think there's a little bit of that too. But I think they also have like this like pride as well. It's like humble, but also at the same time they also have pride. Like national pride.
So you mean that they want to be like really good?
Like they don't want to like in front of other like Japanese people in front of their friends or other Japanese people. They're not only shy about being bad, but they're also shy when they are good at English.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like, they don't want to show their friends that they're good at English for some reason. That I don't quite understand, yeah. Like,
really? Really, you think it's like that? Maybe there's someone around you, but in my university, it wasn't like that. If Japanese people was really good at English, they kept on talking like in English, even it's not necessary.
Yeah, probably in that environment, like if you're in a university.
Oh, maybe. And
everyone around you are good at English, and it's the people you surround yourself with, the people that you're surrounded by, definitely influences your behavior. But if Japanese people, they're just out and about. Out and about, just ordinary Japanese people.
So did you have any students which they are really good at English, but they are really, really shy? They think they are not good at English?
Those types tend to be not Japanese.
Like, okay.
There are, like, Chinese. There are some students that came from China. And Chinese people are really good at English.
No, actually not.
No, well, compared to Japanese students.
Okay.
They're very good at English. And Chinese people, they're not like Japanese people. Chinese people kind of like to show off a little bit, I think.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree.
But, like, I go to 4 different schools, and I haven't met one person. I go to elementary schools. I haven't met one Japanese student that can hold a conversation with me in English.
But I have met Chinese students that sort of are very active, and they speak to me in English.
Wow, in the elementary school?
Yeah. Yeah, in elementary school.
Like around 8, 9 years old?
Yeah, 8, 9, 10, 11. 11,
10
12.
Years old? Yeah. 11? Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Cool. Can you speak Japanese?
Of course I can speak Japanese.
Really?
Yes, of course.
Is the, your company, is the main language being used Japanese?
Oh, yes, of course. It's okay. A really traditional Japanese company.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Huh. That's cool. So, I spoke to you earlier through messaging.
Uh-huh.
You say you have a degree in education.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Do you feel like that you are using your degree in your current job?
No, 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 not at all.
No?
Uh-huh. Yes, that's kind of Japan. You don't... Even you majored in something, it doesn't mean that you will be able to use it when you're working.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I'm the same way too. Like, my degree doesn't relate to English education.
Uh-huh.
I mean...
Oh, what did you major in?
What did I major in? I majored... Uh-huh. I got my bachelor's degree in geography.
Geography?
Yeah. And then I got my master's degree in community development.
Wow. It's kind of different, your master and your...
Yeah, it's kind of different. But there is some overlap, though.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, there is some... I don't use my degree. But there is some overlap. Like, community development and city planning. There's a lot of geography involved. Like, map making.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, do you want to use your degree, though? Were you, like, passionate about education?
Yes, yes. Yeah, I want it, but I know it's difficult to, because in Japan, nobody's gonna let a freshman to do like HR stuff.
Really?
Yes, of course.
Huh. Well,
unless that you get some special connection.
Yeah. Huh. I thought HR was like an entry level job though. Okay. So. Are you, I don't know if you've thought of this, but are you, do you want to continue, like, for the long term?
At your current work?
Yeah, at your current job.
Oh, yes, I think so. I think I'm going to work here until the day that I die. Yeah, because that's, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that's very secure.
Yes, yes, it's really secure job, yes, because it's really traditional Japanese company. A very traditional Japanese company is not going to fire you until that, unless that you do something really, really bad.
Wow. That's very
secure.
But,
yes, actually my parents want me to stay in this company until, like, I retire.
Yeah, well,
but,
yeah. Of course they do.
Yes. Yeah, but I don't know yet. Actually, in this company, every 3 years we kind of have to move to a different department, and I kind of like this part because so that I can experience a lot of different jobs.
Yeah.
Yes, but I don't know yet. I heard that sometimes they are very stereotype. Sometimes.
Yeah.
They won't. Let you like transfer to a lot of transfer between like a lot of department.
Yeah.
So, I don't know yet.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's probably, like, parents, their number one concern is just, like, security and, like, knowing that you will be okay.
Yes.
Like, I think parents don't really want to see their children take any, like, major risks.
Yes.
Yeah. Are you okay? Are you situated?
Situated.
Well, yeah. Are you comfortable?
it's hard to tell.
Okay.
Sometimes I'm comfortable with my you mean my parents or my job?
Oh, sorry. I heard you like moving around.
Uh-huh.
So I was wondering if you're like uncomfortable where you're sitting.
I'm sitting.
Yeah, where you are sitting.
Oh. Yeah, I wasn't travel around like too much.
Okay.
I only travel like Japan, China, and America.
Okay. Okay.
Not too much.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Okay. So what were we talking about?
Yeah, I forgot.
Me too. Okay.
So can I ask you one more question?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, please.
I don't know if it's going to be rude or not. Are you half Japanese and half American?
Yeah.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
My mother is Okinawan. She is Japanese.
Oh, so you can speak Okinawanese?
Okinawanese, like, very little. I used to know more Okinawa Hogan.
Uh-huh.
When I was a little child, but I don't remember. So now I can speak Japanese.
Okay.
But not Hogan.
Oh, yeah. So in Okinawa, everyone's still using like, maybe at school or something, everyone's still using like the regular Japanese?
Yeah, public school.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it is, you know, it's Japan.
Okay.
So, like, if you go to a public school, you have the same curriculum as, like, schools in Hokkaido, you know?
Uh-huh.
It's a national public school system.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yep, so, yeah, I'm half Japanese. Are you full Chinese?
Oh. Yes, I'm 100% Chinese.
Oh, really?
I think. Yes.
Do people in your company, do they see you as Chinese?
I think so.
Okay. Okay, you don't really know.
Yes.
Okay. Do you get treated differently?
I don't know, because they separate like all of the freshmen to different company, to different branch.
Yeah.
So I don't know that I'm being treating like different or not.
Yeah.
And also there's a kind of I don't know if it's good to say it or not. It's kind of racist in Japan, like to the girl and the boy.
Yeah.
That's kind of totally different. So I don't know if they treat me different because I'm a girl or because I'm a Chinese.
Huh.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So, okay. Cool. So you're full Chinese, okay.
Yes.
Yeah. Do you have any friends? How long have you lived here in Japan?
7-8 years.
Seven, eight years?
8 years. Yeah.
Wow. That's not a very long time.
Oh, really? Really? I think it's a really long time for me. I can't believe that I've been here like 8 years already.
Really? I don't know. Like, I don't know. I guess like, I don't know. I'm 31.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know. That's not too old.
Yeah.
But 8 years, but 8 years seems like a short time to me.
Really? 8 years seems like a really long time for me.
Really?
Yes.
It's kind of scary.
Really? Why?
Yeah. Because I'm 31, and I feel like 40 is very close.
Yes.
It's going to come very soon.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. I don't want to turn into 30.
Really?
Yeah. I feel like, you know that in Asia, like, yeah, being young is really important for a girl.
Yeah. Especially, like, Japan.
Yes, that's why I feel like 8 years is really long. Because I feel like maybe if I turn into 80, then my life's going to be over.
You think so?
Yeah, I think so.
I mean, yeah, for a lot of people, when they turn 80, their mind, their mind is gone.
Yes.
But I think technology is going to get better.
Oh, yeah, so,
I think people will live longer.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, maybe.
Maybe, but I think so.
Yeah.
You know, like, they talk about maybe someday we can become immortal.
Really?
Yeah, like, we can upload our mind.
Really?
Into a computer.
Wow. Then it's so going like, to be a real X-Men.
So, like, yeah, we'll... Yeah, like, or X-Men, yeah. It could be, like, we can have our mind installed into a robot.
Wow.
Or, like, we can all live in, like, a virtual world.
Wow. Yeah, I think that's still gonna take, like, 200 years or something.
You think so? You think so?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, I don't know. Maybe. But, yeah. Yeah, 8 years. It seems like a short time.
Yes.
When do you want to get married? Do you want to get married?
Yes. But actually, in my hometown, China, in my hometown, Shanghai, everyone's getting married, like, pretty late. Like, yeah. The average marriage age is, like, 35, 6 or something.
Yeah.
That's why Shanghai has really low, like, birth rate. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Birth rate? Like how many the babies came out every year?
Yeah, yes, low birth rate.
It's very low. Yes. In Japan, people kept on saying, like, oh, Japan has really less baby. No, actually, Shanghai has much more, like, lower rate.
Yeah.
Yes. So, if I'm still in Shanghai, maybe I won't think about marriage, like, right now.
Yeah.
But since I'm in Japan, so I feel like, yeah, maybe I kind of have to get married before 30 years old, or I'm gonna get married when everyone's getting married around me.
Yeah. Yeah, I think Japan is definitely younger than Shanghai.
Yes.
I think the average is probably, like, 26, 28 in Japan.
Yeah.
I'm just guessing though. But I'm 31 and almost like 95% of my friends are all married.
Wow.
And I'm 31. Yeah. In Shanghai, is it because like everybody is so ambitious?
Maybe, yes.
Okay.
In China, we don't have, like, the big difference around the sexual. Like, because you are girls and they won't give you, like, a proper job or something.
Yeah.
Because in Japan, you have, like, a kodobikitaisha.
Yeah, is that, like insurance or, like, child support?
No, it's Kodobukitaisha. It's like when the girl get married, they are gonna quit the company.
Yes. Maternity leave.
Yes.
Okay.
So, yes, that's, I kind of understand why the company can't get, like, a girl, like, proper job in Japan, because you don't know, like, some girls, they are going to quit, or some girls, they are not going to quit.
Yeah.
And in Japan, also, it's kind of really hard. I'm not like blaming those girls who's quitting, but it's really hard to babysit a baby in Japan,
yeah.
to take care of a baby in Japan.
Yeah.
Because in China or in America, we have like a babysit system.
Yeah,
and
we do.
Some we can even ask our parents to take care of the babies.
Yeah.
Or like you can even ask the neighbor to take care of the babies.
Yeah.
But in Japan, I was in France for a while, and in France you just ask the neighbor to take care of your baby.
Yeah.
It's pretty normal. But in Japan, and that's why so many mothers killing their own babies, because they are really stressed out. Say they are not working, they don't have any connection with the society, they don't have any social, so I think they are kind of very bored with the baby at home every day.
Yeah.
And every day they are kind of doing the same job, yeah. doing the same stuff, like cooking for the husband and taking care of the babies. And if the babies kept on crying and they don't even have anyone to talk about, then of course they are going to be very stressed out.
Huh. I was unaware that that infanticide, like killing their own children, was a problem
uh-huh.
in Japan.
Uh-huh.
That's a problem in Japan?
Uh-huh.
Really?
Yes, I majored in education, so we were kind of talking about this kind of topic.
Wow.
Before.
Wow. Wow. So what's so like in Japan, is there like less like social, like what do you call it, like social capital, social interaction, like
uh-huh.
neighborly, what is it, so like people in Japan are more isolated from each other?
Yes, maybe I think so, even with your families, but it depends on, like, I have some kind of Japanese family. I'm living next to them right now, but they are because my aunt married with a Japanese, so those Japanese families are from my uncle.
Yeah.
But they are really nice, and one of my aunt is helping taking care of the babies of her daughter.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it depends. But most of the Japanese, they kind of.
So, like looking at this from like a supply and demand kind of mindset,
uh-huh.
like
uh-huh.
there is a very high demand for
uh-huh.
childcare
uh-huh.
in Japan, but uh-huh. very little supply for childcare.
Uh-huh.
So, like,
uh-huh.
I see it as potential for like high school students
uh-huh.
to
uh-huh.
work part-time as babysitters.
Oh yes.
Why aren't there people babysitting? Why don't people babysit? Like, you know, like
We did that kind of research, but I don't know the answer is correct or not, because we just like kind of talking about it. And my professor told me, because Japanese people don't want to let other people to take care of their babies, because they're like the women's mother-in-law's
yeah.
law's gonna blame them. Oh, you can't even take care of the babies, you know, if the women, the mother ask for help from someone else.
Yeah. Huh, really?
And if you are a girl in Japan, you kind of have to be very good at cooking,
Yeah.
And they are gonna keep on telling you, oh, you are a girl, you can't even do this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
even my coworkers, last time we kind of have an event in my company, and there was some really nice coffee, and I shared that coffee with my coworkers, and one coworker is the same age as me, and after he finished the coffee, he asked me to wash the cup, just because I'm a girl.
Really?
Yes. He think girls should be doing those kind of job.
Was he also a first year worker?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Did you wash the cup?
No, I didn't.
Okay.
I'm Chinese, I'm not Japanese.
But some Japanese girls do wash the cup.
Oh yes.
Like no, with a I smile. Would never do
that. Yes.
With a smile.
Yes, if it's my boss, then I'm gonna do it.
Yeah. I would too. Like I would do it with a smile.
I don't have to do it. Yeah. Even I don't want to do it, but since he's like the same age as me.
Yeah. Wow.
I told him, you've got to be kidding me. Go wash by yourself.
Maybe he was joking.
Yeah, I don't know, but I feel like he's really serious.
Yeah. Wow. There's so many things I'm unaware of about Japanese culture and society.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, like, there's so much, like, underneath the hood.
Yes.
You know?
And last time, like, my American friends, they came to Japan, and I took them to the water park, Summerland.
Yeah, the water
park. Have you ever been here?
No, I haven't.
Water park. And actually, I didn't realize that because it's so normal for me because I'm kept on seeing those kind of stuff like every day. But my friend was complaining. My male friend was complaining like, they have like the oh my god, I don't know how to say it in English and I don't even know how to say it in Japanese.
They have the both of them male your
like
male
like the balloon with the ear and you play it on the water like a balloon
and it floats.
Yeah, maybe it floats. Yeah, like that. Yeah, floats.
And it's like a ring.
No, it's not like a ring. They have like a different shape. Like sometimes it's like a duck, sometimes it's like a ball or something, so that people can play that ball in the pool.
Okay. So like
so they have that kind of stuff. And yeah. After you finish that, finish playing that, you have to bring it home. So you have to leave the air out.
Yeah.
And I was buying the ice cream. And I was eating the ice cream, and my male friend will start complaining, like, why that job is only women's doing it, only mothers doing it, why the father didn't help. Because it's kind of like if you are leaving the ear from a really big duck,
yeah.
Duck-shaped float,
yeah.
You kind of have to push it really, really hard. It's not easy.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I think the father maybe took the children to play, and the mother was there doing the because I think maybe they have like two, three kids, so she had a lot.
Yeah,
she had a lot of those kind of floats. Yes, and she was doing it by herself, and I was eating we were eating stuff like ice cream, a lot of snacks. Like we were there about 20 minutes, and the whole 20 minutes she was doing that job without any help. Yeah.
Wow.
Yes.
Was she doing it like? Was she like happy?
No, I don't even know. She was really a really little woman.
Yeah.
So she was using her body's power to press the ears out.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, you see that sometimes in America too.
Oh yeah, yes, yes. I feel like that. But in Europe and or maybe in China, it's going to be better.
Yeah.
Because I feel like America also has, like the shows which I really like, Modern Families,
yeah,
kind of have all like the women's babysitting the kids all the time, and father went to work.
Yeah. Yeah, and the father is like kind of like the king of the house.
Yes.
He just like sits on his lazy boy chair.
Uh-huh.
While the mother, the wife, like does everything.
Yes, like, and I also know that show like Very Depressed Housewife. How I forgot the title.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I think people's making those kind of show because there is those kind of problem in that country.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that is kind of strange. So in China, it's more egalitarian. Like, the males also, the men also share in the work.
Oh, actually, in China, the man does every housework.
Really?
Yes, because every girl's working in China. I think it was one of the president called, in Japanese, we call it Mo Takuto. She kind of like saying, everyone should work, even girls should work. So Chinese women started working from like 70 years before. So even they get married or even they have having a baby, they continue working. Huh. So there's not any housewife in China, almost.
Huh.
Yes.
Huh. Huh.
That's why in China, there's not too many sexual racists, and also because the girls also working very hard, so the guy thinks that girls really, they are girls, but they are working so hard, so they kind of want to treat the girls like better.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes. Huh. So, actually, my father was taking care of me the whole time, and in China, you have like the housekeeper. It's really cheap to hire like a housekeeper since the parents both working, so they will be able to hire a baby assistant and a housekeeper.
Yeah. Huh. Huh. Wow. So many questions. Yeah. So you guys have housekeepers in China?
Oh yes.
Okay. Uh-huh. Are they Chinese housekeepers?
Yes. Oh yes. But in Hong Kong.
Yeah.
Most of the housekeepers is like Filipino.
Filipino.
Filipino, yeah.
Okay. That's interesting. In Malaysia,
uh-huh,
it's very common to hire Indonesian housemaids.
Oh really?
Yeah. Yeah. It's interesting how Japan is such a rich country.
Yes, Japan wealthy. Is so expensive.
It's a wealthy, it's a wealthy country.
Yes.
And there is a demand for child caring.
Yes.
And housing, but you don't see any housemaids.
Yes.
In Japan.
Yes.
You see some in America too. Just a little bit.
The housekeeping?
Yeah, like maybe in like California. Like Southern California.
Oh, you lived in. Also, I wanted to ask you like which country did you stay, because the north and south is kind of like a big difference.
Yeah, there's a big difference. I lived in Arkansas.
Oh, never heard about it.
That's what everyone says. Even Americans.
Oh really?
Don't know where it is on a map.
Oh really? Wow.
But they know that Arkansas is in the South.
South.
Yep, wow. That's where Bill Clinton is from.
Uh-huh. Wow.
Yep, I lived 8 years in Arkansas.
Uh-huh.
If you don't know where that is, do you know where Louisiana is?
Kind of no, but I don't know like where exactly it is.
Okay.
I know that it's about like that area.
Like Texas, Oklahoma, Missouri.
Uh-huh.
Tennessee, Louisiana, and Alabama. And in the middle of that is Arkansas. Do you know what the Mississippi River is?
Oh, yes, I know.
Okay. So, Arkansas...
has Mississippi rivers too?
Yep. One of its borders is the Mississippi River. So, the Mississippi River is a huge river. So, we have the Mississippi River plain. Like, flat area. And in the north, where I lived, of Arkansas, is a lot of valleys, like small mountains.
Wow.
Is very small mountains, like valleys, like small rivers.
Mm-hmm.
That's where I live.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wow.
In Arkansas.
Okay. So you've been living there by yourself?
No, I live there with my grandparents.
Oh, your grandparents.
Yeah.
So,
from like 17 to 25.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, Arkansas. Are you interested in Arkansas?
Yes.
Okay. It's famous for music.
Music. Wow.
Do you know who Johnny Cash is?
Oh, I think I know, but I can't match his name with his face.
Yep, he's a country singer. He wrote a song called "I Walk the Line." Because you're mine, I walk the line.
Uh-huh.
Okay, does it ring a bell? But yeah,
no, sorry.
Johnny Cash.
But I'm gonna check it out.
That's cool. I mean, Arkansas is like the second poorest state in America.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
And it's probably one of the least educated.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. It's very country.
Wow.
Very, very country. Yeah. Our biggest city in Arkansas, the name, is called Little Rock.
Little Rock?
Yeah, that's the name of the biggest city in Arkansas.
Wow, it's called Little Rock?
Yeah, it's called Little Rock.
Wow, that's funny.
Yep. It's also famous for fishing.
Oh, really?
Yep, fishing. Yep. Yep, yep, yep. Yep, I lived in Arkansas.
Okay.
Yep. Mm-hmm. yep, it's a southern state.
Uh-huh.
Yep. It's a southern state.
So your grandparents still living here?
Yeah, they do. Well,
okay.
my grandpa does.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Still living in Arkansas. And so does my sister.
Oh, okay. Oh, you have a sister?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I have two sisters.
Oh, you have two sisters.
And
wow.
One brother.
One brother. Oh my gosh, yep. That's a big family.
Yep.
That's a really big family.
Yep. And my youngest sister is 6 years old.
Uh-huh.
And my
6 years old?
Yep.
Really?
Yep. And my oldest sister is 29.
Wow.
Yeah. And my brother.
Uh-huh.
My brother is 16 years old.
Wow, so you are the oldest?
Yeah, I'm the oldest.
Oh. Okay. Well, your younger sister is like 6 years old?
Yeah.
So she just born like 6 years ago.
Yeah. She's tiny.
Wow. If you get married like younger, she can even be your daughter.
Yeah. Yeah, it's crazy.
Wow. Oh, where is she right now?
She lives in Yokohama.
Oh, Yokohama?
Yeah. She is completely Japanese.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Do you like her? Is she cute?
Yeah, she's adorable.
Wow. Wow. I'm so envious of people who has sisters, brothers, because I don't have any.
You're a only child?
Yes, because the one child policy.
Really? Like, is it against the law to have two children?
Oh, yes. You have to pay like about $100,000 if you want to have the second baby.
Really?
Yeah.
What if you don't pay it?
Oh, then your kids won't be able to go to school and won't be able to get the passport.
Wow.
But you know what? In China, in the countryside, people does do that.
Yeah.
So that's why it's making a lot of problems, because they don't care that the babies can that the kids can go to the school or not. They just, because it's a countryside and they will kind of do the farming.
Yeah.
So they just wanna they just wanna make the kids so that they can work, so that they can help them.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess the government like is kind of irrelevant to people in the countryside of China.
Yes. but actually last year China made a new policy, like I forgot if
it's like the 1.5.
Yes, on the like two child policy. I forgot. It's yes, two child. Now in China you are allowed to have two child.
Yeah. That's interesting. Like in China, the government is trying to limit the population.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas in Japan, they're talking about how to increase the birth rate.
Yes. China's kind of having those kind of problems too right now.
Huh.
Because everyone's only making one child right now. So even we've been doing that one child policy being like 40 years, almost 40 years.
Yeah.
So it was weird for me to see someone has brothers or sisters. Because I think, mother, father, and one kid, that's the normal family.
Huh. So it's been 40 years now since this policy?
Yes. So people start thinking that's normal. So
yeah.
even they made the new policy, nobody's making child.
Huh. That's strange, like that it's normal to be an only child.
Yes.
That's strange.
Yes. And in China it's also very popular, like the things is being really popular.
Yeah.
Like not having any child.
Oh really?
Yeah.
So like there's no shame in like being like in your 30s and not having any children? Like you guys are actually like, that's not shameful?
I don't know. Some people think it's good.
Huh.
And you know what, in China a lot of people the only reason that they're having children, not because they wanted the child, because their parents both of the parents wanted the child. So that's why in China people was we don't have to worry about, like in Japan, if the women had a child and the women has to worry about, if the women still has a work,
yeah,
then she has to worry about, where should I put the baby, in which kindergarten that I'm working. But in China, most of the time, the young couples make like a baby, and
yeah,
they just leave the baby to the grandmothers.
Huh.
Yeah, grandparents. And they don't take care of the baby at all. They don't take care of the baby at all.
But like, China is,
mm-hmm,
is China a communist country?
Yes.
Is it really? Like, what does that mean? Like, does your children, can you go to university for free in China?
No.
Then how is it communist? Like, I don't understand. Is it?
Yeah.
It sounds, China sounds more capitalist than America.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like,
yeah.
What exactly is communism, you know? Like,
yes.
Do you get free healthcare?
No.
No, okay. How about elementary school? Is elementary school free?
Some of it is free.
Some of it, okay. Mm-hmm. See, like, I don't understand, like...
Yes,
I don't think, like, China to me...
Yes, China's just saying it, but they are not really doing it.
it's more state capitalism.
Yeah.
Like, government-owned capitalism.
Mm-hmm.
Is what I think China is.
Yes.
It's not communism.
Yes, yes. Everyone's thinking, yes. I think everyone think the same way as you.
Yeah. But that's interesting, like 40 years of one-child policy.
Uh-huh.
Like, I wonder, like, what sort of, like, effect that's having on, like, culture.
Uh-huh.
And sort of the psychology of uh-huh. Chinese people.
Uh-huh. I wonder, what does psychology mean? Psychology? Uh-huh.
Psychology is, like, the study of the mind.
The mind
and emotions and behavior.
Uh-huh, okay.
Yeah. I don't know if you're interested in that topic.
I'm kind of interested to any topic.
I'm just asking questions. Do you have allergies? Just a random question.
Yes. Okay. You too? You are allergic to the pollen?
Yeah.
Oh, me too. And like, I can't believe I'm a Chinese. How can I get that?
Yeah. I'm half American. And.
Yes, but I didn't have that before. I told you that I've been here like 8 years already.
Uh-huh.
7 years, 8 years, like that. But I didn't have it until 3 years ago.
Yeah.
And last year I was in America, so it didn't affect me that much.
Yeah.
But this year and the year before last year, oh my god, I was dying.
Yeah, like for me it comes in waves. And right now it's very difficult for me to breathe.
Oh yes, me too. And I kind of have to breathe with my mouth.
Yeah, I have
can't
to
breathe with my nose.
Yeah.
And then my throat gets so hurt. Yeah. My throat hurts so much.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did you take the medicine?
Yeah, I'm taking medicine. But
I'm taking like a pretty strong one, but that medicine's gonna make me really, really sleepy.
Yeah. The medicine kinda makes me kinda like emotional too. It's weird. I don't know why.
Oh really? You're crying in your bed?
Well, like, I don't know, I don't try to be like mean or like uh-huh. angry, but like
uh-huh.
I feel like that I become like more of like a angry person.
Oh, really?
On this medicine.
Okay. Don't blame the medicine.
But I don't know. Especially if I mix alcohol with it.
Oh wow! Really?
Yeah. 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 I hate allergies.
Yes, me too. Do you have? Are you allergic to anything else?
No. I'm slightly allergic to some vegetables and fruits.
Which fruit?
So, like, it changes. It's weird. 2 years ago, it was pineapples. And
oh, me too! I still can't eat pineapple yet.
Really?
I still can't eat pineapple, yes. Every time I eat it, my mouth hurts so much.
Yeah.
Like, my skin.
But that was 2 years ago. And now I can eat. I can eat pineapples. It's weird.
Oh, really? Wow.
I used to be allergic to cabbage, too.
Cabbage, wow. Yeah. Cabbage is yummy. Cabbage is delicious.
Yeah. I used to be allergic to apples.
Apples? Yeah. That's pretty unique.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But now, like, I'm kind of trying different fruits.
Mm-hmm.
And I used to love strawberries, but I ate strawberries, like, 2 weeks ago.
Uh-huh.
And my mouth kind of got itchy.
Wow.
Yeah. I don't know. It changes. It's weird.
Yes. Wow.
Do you have any allergies?
Yes, I think I'm a little bit to the seafood, but then, like, every time I eat the seafood, I'm gonna get some red, like, little stuff on my face, on my body, but it's kind of disappear, like, in 1 day or 2 days.
Oh, 1 day or 2 days? Mm-hmm. Wow. So, can you eat sushi?
Yes, I can eat sushi. Yeah, just sometimes I'm gonna get some stuff.
Yeah.
The next 2 days.
Okay. Oh my gosh.
And especially for me, especially in the morning, I can't stop sneezing.
Really? Like, for me, like, it's at nighttime. The later it gets, the worse it gets.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I feel like these days it's getting really, really better. Or maybe because we live in different city.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe.
Mm-hmm. Because my coworkers who's sitting next to me, she has the same problem. She's allergic to the pollen too. Yeah. And now both of us is saying, like, oh, CC is getting better these 2 days.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, some days it's good. Like, yesterday I was okay.
Mm-hmm.
But today was pretty bad.
I think it's gonna rain very soon. Maybe after rain it's gonna be a little bit better.
Yeah. Yeah, like today, like, you can see the pollen.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't realize that. Really? You can see it?
If you look on, I don't know about Tokyo, but, like, if you look on, like, the cement, the ground,
uh-huh.
They're, like, yellow.
Uh-huh.
It's like some yellow powder on really? The ground. Yeah.
Wow.
So, like, it's on your clothes, too. So, you, like, you have to wash your clothes every day.
Wow.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Last time, like, my dad came to my house, and I was paying attention. I was being really careful by myself. I take out my coat and I change into my room wear. Then I get on my sofa, on my couch. But last time my dad came over here, and he was sitting on my couch, and I wasn't really, I didn't really care about that. And after he left, I was sleeping on the couch with my puppy. And yeah. In the middle of the night, my ears, everywhere gets so itchy.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, sometimes, because, like, pollen, like, collects
mm-hmm.
in your house. So, like, sometimes, like, I'm better when I go outside.
Yes. Yeah. Are you using air conditioner?
Yeah, I'm using air conditioner.
That's why. The air conditioner's gonna, say, because the air conditioner, they take the airs from outside. It takes the
air.
Yes, that's why it's gonna make you, like, worse.
Do you use air conditioner?
Yes, but I'm getting better these days, so I don't really care. Yes, but actually it's better is that you don't use air conditioner.
Yeah. All right. Well, like, English.
Mm-hmm.
Why are you motivated to learn English? Or, like, improve? Or, like, do you want to improve your English?
Oh, yes, of course. I want to improve. I kind of like learning language, yeah. Studying language, not just English.
Oh, okay, I see.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, me too.
Because I feel
I'm interested in learning Chinese and Spanish.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes, me too. I like Spanish.
Yeah, me too. I like Spanish.
Yes.
But I also have some relatives that can speak Spanish too.
Oh, wow. Oh, yes.
I also have relatives that speak German.
Uh-huh. Wow. Oh, German is really I don't know why. German sounds really hard when you saying it.
Yeah.
It's, like, Japanese is really soft, and English can be very soft sometimes. But German is really. I've been to German last year, and I will stay, like, over there, like, almost a month.
Yeah.
And German's like.
Yeah, it's a little difficult to pronounce
correctly.
Yes.
But German people, they will still understand you if you don't pronounce correctly, though.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
In German people, they are all very good at English, so...
Yeah, they are.
I don't really have to speak German with
them. Yeah,
you.
That's true. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep, I'm interested in language, too. But I'm still very focused on Japanese.
Uh-huh.
I want to improve my kanji skills.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Kanji's really difficult.
Is it difficult for you too?
No, because I'm Chinese.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, actually, maybe no. Maybe it's kind of difficult for me too.
Yeah. So you're very, like, trilingual?
You think so?
Like, you can speak English, Japanese, and Chinese?
Do you think I can speak English?
Yes.
Yes, and maybe I am.
Yeah, you're trilingual.
But I feel really helpless sometimes, because I feel like, any of my language not like that good, like really really good.
Yeah.
Yes, like my Chinese is not that good. My Japanese not that like that good. I can't write like articles with any language.
Yeah.
Like a really really good articles with any language. So sometimes I feel helpless and powerless.
Yeah. What are you most good at, speaking, writing, or reading?
Speaking and listening.
Okay.
I'm not good at writing and reading.
Okay. So you're better at speaking than you are at writing.
Yes.
Okay.
I don't remember when it was, but I think maybe... Sometimes I have problem with reading anything. Sounds horrible. Even reading Japanese, like really really simple stuff.
Yeah.
But I'm reading it, but I don't get the meaning of it. It takes me really really long time to read it to understand it, and also in Chinese.
Yeah. Okay.
Sometimes you're really confusing with the language, especially in China. We have like Hokkien, and it's really different in Japanese way. It's really different. You know, like in, you know what is Mandarin and Cantonese?
Yeah.
Yes. If you, like sometimes if you choose the language online, say even have like different like two choices of the Chinese, like the Mandarin and the Cantonese,
yeah.
Because that's really big difference. And
yeah.
I speak Shanghainese and Cantonese and regular Chinese.
Yeah.
So sometimes I get really confused. Sometimes I don't even know what I'm talking about.
Wow.
Yeah, sometimes when I'm speaking Chinese, I'm kind of mixing also kind of Hokkien.
Yeah.
And sometimes I was trying to speak Shanghainese to. I was trying to speak like Shanghainese with my Shanghai's friend, but
yeah.
I wasn't speaking Shanghainese at all. I was speaking Cantonese, and nobody could understand me, and I didn't even realize that.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes you get really confused.
Wow.
With all those languages.
Wow, but. They can all understand English.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Okay.
So English is really good. Yes, I think English is a really good language.
Cool.
Because many people are using it.
Yeah. I think, too, like, technology.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's going to get really good. Like, even recently, there's a commercial on TV.
Uh-huh.
I forgot what it was called, but you...
Uh-huh.
You speak into it, in Japanese, for example,
uh-huh.
And then English comes out. It translates your spoken Japanese in real time.
Wow.
And produces another language.
Wow.
And it just came out on TV, like a commercial, like 2 days ago.
Uh-huh. Wow.
Yeah. I saw it. So
you think later on people don't have to learn the language anymore?
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah. I mean, it would help though, because like to depend on it, it would be different, but to be able to speak it fluently, well, I think will still be better though.
Yes.
Yeah. But yeah, I think the technology is going to keep getting better.
Yes.
Yeah. Like even with Google Translate.
Uh-huh.
You can take, yes, you can like take a picture.
Uh-huh.
And like just take the picture and it'll translate. You can highlight the text.
Uh-huh.
And like copy and paste.
Oh, yes. And even the Kindles.
Oh, really?
Yes, even the Kindles, if you reading some like foreign languages, they have like the marker.
Yeah.
And you just put it on the words that you don't know, and it's going to search it by itself.
Oh, really?
Yes, it's awesome.
Wow. I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to have to get a Kindle now. Wow. Yeah. So, you're thinking about going to New York?
Yes, because my family's over there.
Your mother and father?
Not my mother and father, but a lot of my family's over there, and my friends.
Yeah. So your parents want you to stay in your Japanese company?
Yes, because they think Japan's safer.
Yeah, probably.
Japan has no gun.
Yeah. Yeah. It probably is safer.
Mm-hmm.
But,
actually, I'm really, really, I don't know. I don't know what's my best choice, actually. I want to go back to China, or I want to go to New York, but Japan is so convenience.
Yeah, it is.
Yes,
especially Tokyo.
Yeah, and the service is so good. You don't even have to drive a car.
Yeah.
Because the train system is really good.
Yeah.
Yes, and a lot of stuff is so good. And you have like, I'm kind of very into the internet supermarkets these days. It's so convenient. They are gonna send the stuff to you the days that you order it.
Yeah, it's crazy, yeah? Like,
yes.
Amazon?
Yes.
Yeah, it's so convenient.
Yes, and the Japanese delivery people, if you are not at home, they are gonna go to your home like every day. They are gonna check for it. But in America, they're just gonna leave the stuff in front of your door.
Yeah, they do that.
Yes.
Yeah, it's a. I think it'll be a hard decision.
Yes, and Japan's so clean, but Japan also has the problem. I don't know, maybe because you work in like, you said you work in a primary school.
Yeah, elementary school.
Oh yes, and you look like foreigner. You are the foreigner, but I still look like I'm an Asian. So.
Yeah.
Most of the time, it's kind of really stressed out. You have to go to, say, nobody's really forcing you to go to the nomikai, but you really have to go to the nomikai.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I never go, though.
Oh, really? Yes.
Like, I just stay honest. Like, I just say, I don't want to go.
Yes. And it takes a lot of money. It's not just wasting time. It also, like, the money. Yes, I feel like a lot of my coworkers, and since we are freshmen, we don't get like too many money.
Yeah.
So, and I think they are using all of their money on the nomikai.
Yeah. And you have to like listen to people's like stupid jokes and like stories.
Yes,
and like.
Yes. And, you can't even talk because you have to listen to your boss, like the stuff that your boss talking about.
Yeah.
You can't really enjoy it.
Yeah. And nomikais they're so Japanese too. Like.
Yes.
I don't understand most of the jokes and like.
Yes, and you have to order like the first drink as beer. You can't order like anything else.
Yeah, there's all these rules like.
Yes, I can drink alcohol, because I have really kind of bad affection with the echo. So even I go to Nomika, I'm not ordering like any echo, and everyone thinks that I'm a weirdo.
Yeah.
Just because I don't order like echo.
Yeah, I hate that culture in Japan. Like, I hate that culture so much. Like, and like Japanese people, they kind of like to show off like how much they can drink too.
Oh yes, you know,
like,
yes.
Like they like to show that like they can drink a lot.
Yes.
But like you see like in Tokyo, like even in Kawagoe, like about past 11 o'clock.
Yes.
If you go take a walk. You see about 5 salarymen, like, sleeping outside, like, with throw-up, like...
Yes, yes.
Because they drank too much.
Yes. Yes, all the time. And sometimes there's also girls. Have you ever seen any girls, like, get very, very drunk?
Yeah, sometimes.
Patients?
Oh, yes, Shinjuku, yeah,
totally
probably.
Yes, they are totally knocked out.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't understand that. Yeah, like it's like how do you sleep alone outside? Like, did nobody help you home? You know, like, do they not have any friends?
Yes, that's why I feel Japanese people very cold sometimes. But because if in China someone's get really drunk, other people's gonna take care of that. People's gonna send that people's home. But in Japan, no, they just let you go by yourself.
Yeah. Yeah. It's dangerous.
Yes.
It's dangerous. For girls and for men, it's dangerous.
Yes, yes.
But at least, like, Japan, they have, like, a culture of, like, leaving people alone.
Mm-hmm.
Like, kind of, like, ignoring people, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Whereas in, like, if America, if you're sleeping outside,
mm-hmm.
like, your money's gonna get stolen.
Yes.
Like, definitely.
Yes. Yes.
Whereas in Japan, at least they leave you alone.
Yes.
So it's good. It's kind of good in a different way.
Yes.
Yeah. I don't like to drink either.
Oh, really?
I used to.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. But like, since I turned 30,
mm-hmm.
like if I drink, I get a headache like immediately.
Wow.
Yeah. It sucks. Yep.
Yes, and do you think the alcohol tastes good? I don't feel like that way. I feel it's so bitter. I prefer to drink some juice.
In the summertime,
mm-hmm.
when I'm like tired,
uh-huh.
beer tastes really good.
Really? Wow.
Yeah.
I never tasted like that way.
Like, but only in the summertime. When I'm like really thirsty,
uh-huh.
I can drink a whole can of beer
in
5 seconds.
actually, I had like the same story. I couldn't drink like any soda before.
Yeah.
Like the thing with the Jua Jua, I couldn't drink soda, so I never drink any Coca-Cola and any Sprite or something.
Yeah.
But like one summer, I went to the Hong Kong. Actually, when I was in China, I was drinking like the tea, which is really sweet, because I don't know why China's tea is always very sweet. They put like sugar in the tea.
Huh, it's like America.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, really? Wow. And even the red tea, the oolong tea, every tea is with the sugar.
Oh, really?
And I was really used to that kind of tea. But after I come to Japan, I start get used to drinking the tea without sugar.
Yeah.
The matcha, lot of tea, the mugicha.
Yeah.
The oolong cha without sugar.
Yeah.
And then I get used to the tea without sugar.
Yeah.
And then that summer, I went to Hong Kong for traveling. And it was so hot. And I just want to drink some very cold tea without any sugar, but every tea, it was so sweet, and it makes you feel like very uncomfortable because I was so thirsty.
Yeah.
So, and I feel like the taste is so weird. I couldn't drink like any drinks. I tried like a lot of drinks in Hong Kong, and I really couldn't drink it. And finally, I went to the McDonald's with my friend, and she ordered like a Coca-Cola, and I don't even drink that stuff, and I ordered like some kind of orange juice, and it tastes so different from Japan too. And then I drank like her Coca-Cola, and I feel that the cola tastes so nice, and after that I start drinking like soda.
Okay, I see. Yeah.
Mm-hmm, yes.
Huh. Was that the first time that you drank Coca-Cola?
Yes, yes.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Wow. Huh.
And I think I hated the juwa-juwa.
Yeah, the carbonation.
Yes. So when I was young, the adults was trying to give me some soda, and I will leave it here for like a long time, like four hours later. Yeah. How to say that word?
The carbonation.
Carbonation.
The carbonation.
Carbonation. It goes away. Yeah. Then I can drink it, but it still tastes like weird, like too sweet because it, without the carbonation.
Yeah.
So yes, so that was the first time that I drink like a normal cola, and it was so hard. And that juwa-juwa, that carbonation,
really
make me feel really, really good.
Yeah. Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, it tastes. Yeah, it's excellent, yes. Refreshing.
Yes, the first time that you drink the soda, don't you feel like your tongue's getting hurt so much?
Really, I never. Puppy. I don't remember.
Puppy, then you said, "Puppy, come here, puppy." Sorry, my dog's doing some bad stuff
again. Yeah, I think he wants your attention.
Oh yes, yes.
Yeah. Do you live alone?
No. You mean when I'm working?
Like, do you like live alone with your puppy?
Oh yes.
Okay. So yeah, I think your puppy wants attention.
Oh yes. Maybe, yes.
Have you fed your puppy?
Yes. Oh, he doesn't eat food.
He doesn't eat food.
He always waiting for human food, all the treats.
Human food.
Yeah, she never finish. Yes, like regular dog, like normal dog.
Yeah.
When you give some the dog food, they are gonna finish it in 1 second or 2 seconds.
Yeah.
But he never finished his food. I fed him like this morning, and he still have almost all of the dog food in his own bowl.
So he likes human food more than dog food.
Yes, and he's always trying to find something to eat, even the tissues, the paper tissues.
Wow, so he doesn't like dog food.
Yes, he doesn't like dog food.
That's so spoiled.
Yes. Yes.
Wow. So you're very nice to your dog.
Yes, but he's really good at wet food, but I'm not getting, I only buy the dog food, which from America, because I heard it's not safe to buy the dog food in Asia, because in Asia, we don't have, like, the place to check it's safe about the dog food.
Yeah.
Yet.
Inspection.
Yes, I used to have had a cat before, and I heard that a lot of cat, because the cat used to live in the desert.
Huh. Yeah.
So they didn't have like too many water. So they kind of have problem with peeing sometimes because they don't go to the bathroom like for a long time because they don't even get the water. So the cat was having problem with peeing. And if you fed them like the wet food which is too salty, it's gonna make it worse. So I did like a research, and a lot of people told me that it's not good to buy like the pet food in Asia or in Japan. Even the Japan's like cat can, the wet food's kind of like too salty because they kind of put like a lot of salt or something.
Yeah.
And do you know that the cat doesn't eat fish, but they didn't have any choice that since they started to eat fish. So they used to eat like some chickens or birds or something.
Yeah.
Yes.
Huh.
So yeah, I was giving my cat like the food from America, and but it was so expensive, but because it's import.
Yeah.
So yes, my puppy can only get some dry food from America. I can't get the wet food from America.
Do you buy it from Amazon?
No, I buy it from like special, like Lakuten, because they don't sell it in Amazon. Maybe they sell it in Amazon, but it's cheaper in Lakuten.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Huh.
But every time I go to America, I take my puppy with me. And Americans' pet food is so cheap. I'm buying the same brand dog food, but they charge me like three times more in Japan.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Hmm. Have you ever checked on eBay?
Oh, really? Oh, Japan has eBay?
Yeah, Japan has eBay.
But I saw eBay's like kind of sell like the used stuff.
Yeah, it's a lot of independent sellers.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So, I mean, if you're lucky, there you might find a seller that sells really dog food for cheap.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm going to check it out. Thank you.
Yeah. I mean, if you're lucky, maybe.
the wet food that I used to buy for my puppy, it only one can, it costs like $5 or something.
Yeah.
$4 or $5. It's so expensive. I have to give him like 2 cans in one day, so I really can't afford it. Dry food's much cheaper.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a really dog. He doesn't eat that much, but still.
Yeah.
$4 for 1 can, that's really expensive.
Yeah.
And if because I know the price in America, it's only $1 in America, and they charge like 4 times more in Japan.
Yeah.
So I don't want to buy it. I don't feel like I want to buy it.
Yeah. Yeah. So like cats are from the desert?
Yes.
Like Egypt?
Yes, yes.
Huh. I did not know that.
Uh-huh.
Interesting.
Yeah, I didn't know that until that I had a cat.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. How much longer do you want to talk for?
Oh, actually, I think it's... Yeah, I think I'm bothering like you too much. I think we should
Yeah. I mean, I'm not bothered. But yeah, I would like to I'm not bothered, but I'm just asking. Like
I think I was thinking, what time is that I should say?
Yeah.
But yeah, we talked like almost 2 hours. That was amazing.
Yeah, I feel like I don't want to like. I think like stopping the conversation, I think is a good idea sometimes.
Oh yes, yeah. Yes.
So.
Yeah, it was really nice to talk with you.
Yep, it was nice to talk with you too.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, and thank you for. I'm recording. Thank you for letting me.
I can't put like this almost 2 hours conversation. You're not going to cut it, make it shorter or something?
I'm going to have to edit so that I can. Uh-huh. Since I did not record with the Anchor app, uh-huh. I'm going to have to upload it.
Uh-huh.
So that'll be a little difficult.
Uh-huh.
So you're
going to upload the whole conversation?
Yeah, I'm going to try to.
Okay.
Upload the whole conversation.
Okay.
But if you ever want to listen to my radio station, do you know what podcasts are?
Oh, yeah. I think I listened, like, you talk with, like, some university girl.
Yeah. Yeah, I did. Yeah. That was my latest episode.
Okay.
Yeah. So, yeah. But you can also, if you ever download this Anchor app.
Uh-huh.
We can talk. We can do another Eikaiwa through the the Anchor app.
Uh-huh.
But I also have like a Q&A corner, like a Q&A like a Q&A 英会話. So like you can send me a voice message.
Wow, okay.
And I'll answer. Uh-huh. And like you can ask me any question.
Uh-huh.
And I'll put that up as an episode.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. So yeah. So if you're interested, you should download the Anchor app.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll download it later.
Okay. But thank you. It was nice talking with you.
Okay, me too. Thank you so much.
Yeah. And I'll see you. Thank you.
Okay, see you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.